Hi, friends. My name is Mike Whitmer. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional is entitled, What's Your Name? Someone said we go through life with three names. The name our parents gave us, the name others give us, our reputation, and the name we give ourselves, our character. The name others give us matters, as a good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. Proverbs 22:1. But while reputation is important, character matters more. There's yet another name that's even more important. Jesus told the Christians in Pergamum that though their reputation had suffered some well-deserved hits, he had a new name reserved in heaven for those who fight back and conquer temptation. Jesus says in Revelation 2:17, To the one who is victorious, I will give a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to the one who receives it. We aren't sure why Jesus promised a white stone. Is it an award for winning? A token for admission to the messianic banquet? Perhaps it's similar to what jurors once used to vote for acquittal. We simply don't know. Whatever it is, God promises our new name will wipe away our shame. Our reputation may be tattered, and our character may be seemingly beyond repair, but neither name ultimately defines us. It's not what others call you, nor even what you call yourself that matters. You are who Jesus says you are. Live into your new name. Join me now as I read Jesus' words to the Church of Pergamum from Revelation chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. To the angel of the church in Pergamum write, These are the words of him who has a sharp, double-edged sword. I know where you live, where Satan has his throne. Yet you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me, not even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was put to death in your city, where Satan lives. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. There are some among you who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin so that they ate food sacrificed to idols and committed sexual immorality. Likewise, you also have those who hold to the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Repent, therefore. Otherwise, I will soon come to you and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give that person a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to the one who receives it. Let's pray. Father, we claim our new name. We are who you say we are. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.